Today is the 16th day of July. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is good to be here with you today. Locked and loaded. Got my Wind Farm coffee here to my right in my 20th anniversary clean canteen. And I am ready, I think, to go. How are you today? Are we all here? Are we all ready? It's great to be here with everybody for the next step forward on our journey right now through Romans in the New Testament and 1 Chronicles in the Old. Let's jump in. 1 Chronicles, chapter 22, chapters 22 and 23. Then David said, "Here shall be the house of the Lord God, and here the altar of burnt offering for Israel." David gave orders to gather together the aliens who were residing in the land of Israel, and he set stone cutters to prepare dressed stones for building the house of God. David also provided great stores of iron for nails for the doors of the gates and for clamps, as well as bronze in quantities beyond weighing, and cedar logs without number. For the Sidonians and Tyrians brought great quantities of cedar to David. For David said, "My son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the house that is to be built for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent, famous and glorified throughout all lands. I will therefore make preparation for it." So David provided materials in great quantity before his death. Then he called for his son Solomon and charged him to build a house for the Lord, the God of Israel. David said to Solomon, "My son, I had planned to build a house to the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me saying, 'You have shed much blood and have waged great wars. You shall not build a house to my name because you have shed so much blood in my sight on the earth. See, a son shall be born to you. He shall be a man of rest. I will give him rest from all his enemies on every side. Indeed, his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quiet to Israel in his days. He shall build a house for my name. He shall be a son to me, and I will be a father to him. And I will establish his royal throne in Israel forever. Now, my son, the Lord be with you, so that you may succeed in building the house of the Lord your God, as he has spoken concerning you. Only may the Lord grant you discretion and understanding, so that when he gives you charge over Israel, you may keep the law of the Lord your God. Then you will prosper if you are careful to observe the statutes and the ordinances that the Lord commanded Moses for Israel. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid or dismayed. With great pains I have provided for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, 1,000,000 talents of silver, and bronze and iron beyond weighing, for there is so much of it. Timber and stone also I have provided. To these you must add more. You have an abundance of workers, stone cutters, masons, carpenters, and all kinds of artisans without number, skilled in working gold, silver, bronze, and iron. Now begin the work, and the Lord be with you." David also commanded all the leaders of Israel to help his son Solomon, saying, "Is not the Lord your God with you? Has he not given you rest on every side? For he has delivered the inhabitants of the land into my hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and his people. Now set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God. Go and build the sanctuary of the Lord God, so that the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God may be brought into the house built for the name of the Lord. When David was old and full of days, he made his son Solomon king over Israel. David assembled all the leaders of Israel and the priests and the Levites. The Levites, 30 years old and up, were counted, and the total head count of men was 38,000. 24,000 of these, David said, shall have charge of the work in the house of the Lord. 6,000 shall be officers and judges, 4,000 gatekeepers, and 4,000 shall offer praises to the Lord with the instruments that I have made for praise. And David organized them in divisions corresponding to the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Gershon were Ladan and Shimei. The sons of Ladan, Jehiel the chief, Zetham, and Joel, 3. The sons of Shimei, Shelomot, Hadziel, and Haran, 3. These were the heads of families of Ladan. And the sons of Shimei, Jaiah, Zena, Jush, and Beriah. These 4 were the sons of Shimei. Jaiah was the chief and Ziza the second, but Jush and Beriah did not have many sons, so they were enrolled as a single family. The sons of Kohath: Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel, 4. The sons of Amram: Aaron and Moses. Aaron was set apart to consecrate the most holy things, so that he and his sons forever should make offerings before the Lord and minister to him and pronounce blessings in his name forever. But as for Moses, the man of God, his sons were to be reckoned among the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses: Gershom and Eleazar. The son of Gershom: Shebuel the chief. The son of Eleazar: Rehabiah the chief. Eleazar had no other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very numerous. The son of Izhar: Shelomith the chief. The sons of Hebron: Jeriah the chief, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jekameam the fourth. The sons of Uzziel: Micah the chief and Ishiah the second. The sons of Merari: Mahli and Mushi. The sons of Mahli: Eleazar and Kish. Eleazar died having no sons but only daughters. Their kindred, the sons of Kish, married them. The sons of Mushi: Mahli, Eder, and Jeremoth, 3. These were the sons of Levi by their ancestral houses, the heads of families as they were enrolled according to the number of the names of the individuals from 20 years old and up who were to do the work for the service of the house of the Lord. For David said, "The Lord, the God of Israel, has given rest to his people, and he resides in Jerusalem forever." So, the Levites no longer need to carry the tabernacle or any of the things for its service. For according to the last words of David, these were the number of the Levites from 20 years old and up. But their duty shall be to assist the descendants of Aaron for the service of the house of the Lord, having the care of the courts and the chambers, the cleansing of all that is holy, and any work for the service of the house of God, to assist also with the rows of bread, the choice flour for the grain offering, the wafers of unleavened bread, the baked offering, the offering mixed with oil, and all measures of quantity or size. And they shall stand every morning thanking and praising the Lord. And likewise at evening, and whenever burnt offerings are offered to the Lord on Sabbaths, new moons, and appointed festivals, according to the number required of them, regularly before the Lord. Thus they shall keep charge of the tent of meeting and the sanctuary, and shall attend the descendants of Aaron, their kindred, for the service of the house of the Lord. Romans 3:9-31. What then? Are we any better off? No, not at all. For we have already charged that all, both Jews and Greeks, are under the power of sin. As it is written, there is no one who is righteous, not even one. There is no one who has understanding. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. There is no one who shows kindness. There is not even one. Their throats are opened graves. They use their tongues to deceive. The venom of vipers is under their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery are in their paths, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human will be justified before him by deeds prescribed by the law. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets. The righteousness of God through the faith of Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are now justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by His blood, effective through faith. He did this to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His divine forbearance He had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to demonstrate, at the present time, His own righteousness, so that He is righteous and He justifies the one who has the faith of Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. Through what kind of law? That of works? No. Rather, through the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is He not the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also, since God is one, and He will justify the circumcised on the ground of faith, and the uncircumcised through that same faith. Do we then overthrow the law through this faith? By no means. On the contrary, we uphold the law. Psalm 12. Plea for help in evil times. To the leader, according to the Sheminith, a psalm of David. Help, O Lord, for there is no longer anyone who is godly. The faithful have disappeared from humankind. They utter lies to each other. With flattering lips and a deceitful heart, they speak. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips, the tongue that makes great boasts, those who say, "With our tongues we will prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is our master?" Because the poor are despoiled, because the needy groan, I will now rise up, says the Lord. I will place them in the safety for which they long. The promises of the Lord are promises that are pure, silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified seven times. You, O Lord, will protect us. You will guard us from this generation forever. On every side the wicked prowl, as vileness is exalted among humankind. Proverbs 19, 13 and 14. A stupid child is ruin to a father, and a wife's quarreling is a continual dripping of rain. House and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Okay, so we're in the book of Romans, highly theological, very dense, and very packed full. Very, very long sentences at times. There's a lot here that is foundational to what we understand about our faith in Jesus. And so today we're brought to like the bedrock of it all, the essence of what Paul teaches. And that is that Jesus shifts humanity altogether. And everything that's being said distills down to a core. No one is perfect. Like, as well known and cliche as that is very important that we absorb. No one by themselves, singularly, is perfect. Just because of their own effort to become perfect. But God is perfect, and in his perfection is right, perfectly righteous. So if we are in the pursuit of God, perfect righteousness, then how do we get past the fact that nobody has the ability to become like God in perfection, as we're attempting to relate and be in relationship with utter perfection? So the Hebrew people worked out that problem by believing that the Mosaic law was given by God as the path to perfection. If a person could obey God's laws completely, absolutely, with honesty and openness, then they could become righteous before God. And whether that was true or not, the problem with it was that no one could ever achieve this. Like, continually, sustainably. So Paul, in his argument, says that that's not the point. The point of the law was to show and reveal to a person their utter inability to keep it perfectly. So for Paul, grappling with the Torah, as important as it is, like studying the Bible, as important as it is, as irreplaceable as it is, still leaves a person wrestling with how one might achieve what is unachievable, perfection. But as Paul's considering the implications of Jesus' life, he arrives at an answer that finally makes sense. And he says God showed us a way to be made right with him without having to keep any requirements of a law. Not that they are not to be adhered to, but as a means of becoming righteous, we are made right with God by trusting ourselves, placing our faith in Jesus. And that applies to everybody. Everybody who will believe, no matter who they are, because everyone has sinned. No one is perfect, whether Jew or Gentile. Nobody is perfect. Everyone falls short of perfection and righteousness before God. But God, in his grace, makes us right in his sight. Through Jesus, he frees us from our just due penalty for our sin. That is a core bedrock understanding for those who would call themselves Christians or disciples or followers of Jesus. No one can achieve perfection before God on his or her own. Through Jesus, we don't have, like, that's not the point. Perfection inside of ourselves isn't the point. We are being made perfect before God every day as we trust and obey Jesus. In a little while, we'll read the book of Hebrews, the letter to the Hebrews, and it succinctly says this: one offering was made, forever making perfect those who are being made holy. And so that is good news, because we are not going to achieve it on our own, where we can stand before God and say, you have no choice, I am as righteous as you are. Through Jesus, we are made righteous with God. And so, Father, thank you for this understanding. Thank you for a path, a way that redeems us and makes us clean before you. So often, take these kinds of concepts, understand them theologically or intellectually, and we can make all kinds of things of them. We can say, great, I don't have to even try. I'm just good. I'm just good before God, no matter what I do, no matter who I damage, no matter who I betray, no matter the deception that lives in me, no matter what, I'm good. The response of our hearts, if this is true in our hearts, is that we are transformed utterly, which makes obedience a natural thing. And the right way, the path of wisdom, the narrow path that leads to life, obvious. So Holy Spirit, come. May we not only consider this intellectually or theologically, may we understand that if we believe this is true at the core of our being, it changes the way we look at everything, which changes our thoughts and our words and our choices and our actions. Lead us into all truth, Holy Spirit, we ask. In the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. The Daily Audio Bible app is also home base. That is primary ways to get connected and stay connected. And while you're doing that, check out the community section. That's where the prayer wall lives, which is just here for us. But it's also links to the different social media channels that we participate in at Daily Audio Bible. And those are good to follow and keep up with as well if you are in those spaces. Just try to be community and show some behind the scenes and bring words of encouragement and announcements and that kind of stuff. So that's in the community section. We are celebrating 20 years as, I don't know that I'm saying it every day, but I want to, because every day is a 20th. So this is the 20th, 16th of July that we have navigated our way to. And so we are doing different things to celebrate. We had some 20th anniversary clean canteens that we brought out. But we've also been releasing some music. And so we've released Jill's song, I Found Grace. We've released Ezekiel's song, When the Bow Breaks. And irony of ironies, we've released my song, Love Will Not Care. And Jill and I have shared kind of the stories of those as we go through this 20th year and share our story with you and some of the different ups and downs and twists and turns of it. And we will continue to do that. But those songs are available now wherever you listen to music, as well as the music videos to them, wherever you watch music videos. And so make sure these songs are in your playlists. And you can celebrate with us as we continue to navigate forward. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you, and I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, this is Trusting in Jesus calling from Michigan. I'm calling on behalf of my sister, Roxanne Hattie. She has 5 children, and God gave her a miracle and cured her before cancer a couple years ago. When I called in, you guys prayed, and she was cured. praying again for her surgery to be successful this Tuesday, the 15th, and also that her cancer will be eliminated, never to return. Just want to do a short prayer. Please, Lord, please have Jesus cure Roxanne of this cancer and never ever have it return again, and let her live many decades. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, prayer warriors. You prayed before and it worked.
Hi, everyone. This is Carla Grace. I've been a long-time listener, but I've never called. But like 3 months ago, I started having anxiety attacks, and it's just been really hard to get them under control. So I could really use some prayer. It's just so difficult to get through work, and I used to love my job. But now, like, every hour, I'm just counting down until I get out. So I just make it through so I don't have an anxiety attack. I did, you know, start talking to a therapist, and we tried some things. And the past 4 weeks, I was feeling real good. But then this Tuesday, I had a relapse again. And it's just really, really, really hard. And tomorrow I have work, and I just feel this much fear because I feel like I'm going to have the anxiety attack. So I could really use some prayer. So thank you so much, guys.
Hey, Dab family, this is Beloved in Texas. I have felt like the Lord is impressing upon my heart that I need to call in and ask for prayer. I have been a smoker for a lot of years, and I'll be honest with you, I like it, I enjoy it, but I've been feeling a heavy conviction that I need to quit. It's a heaviness, and I know the condemnation does not come from the Lord, but I've been feeling a condemnation because I'm having a really hard time doing it, and it's kind of twofold. One, I know this is something God is impressing upon me right now as an act of obedience. But also these workshops that I'm developing, I need to have a voice in order to deliver those. I've had it spoken over me that there's an anointing, excuse me, an anointing on my voice, and smoking is in direct opposition to that anointing. It can potentially take away my voice. So I feel like there's been a lot of oppression from the enemy. And I know that, and that's what's making it very, very hard to quit. And I have been unsuccessful because I've been trying to do it in my own strength. So I feel like God has been telling me that my first step is to call and ask my family for support and prayer in overcoming this potentially destructive, no, not potentially, it is destructive addiction. So I thank you for your prayers, and I love y'all.
Well, hi, y'all. I had a great day yesterday. I listened to the entire community prayer all at one time, riding a tractor. Oh, I had so much fun. It was awesome. But what was even more fun is God was with me in that tractor as I prayed for each and every one of you. I wanted to address all the people that have called in about their children. And I want to remind us that we have chariots of fire all around us. I know we can't see them, but they're there. And they're helping us. If we could only open our eyes and see how God is truly helping us for what we're longing for our children. Don't look at the circumstances. Don't bemoan all the things that they have said and misconstrued about us, or not communicated with us, or cut us off. Don't look at any of that. Instead, open your eyes to the hills of the Lord and let him show you the chariots of fire that are working and moving on our behalf. May we climb up in that chariot today, rejoicing that our family, our families are going to be healthy and whole in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, saints, for this glorious day. Thank you for this podcast, and thank you for every prayer request. God is on the move. In Jesus' name, God bless y'all. Taken with love from Louisiana.